Masechta Yuma Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph until Perek Ches Mishnah Dalud. The final perek of the Masechta discusses the laws which apply even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and so they would apply even nowadays. And it is learned from the fact that the Torah says 5 times that one is supposed to afflict oneself on Yom Kippur. V'nisa misnafshei seichem, you shall afflict yourselves, ta'anus nafshei seichem. It says that 5 times, and we learn from there that there are 5 ways in which one is obligated to afflict themselves on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah Yom Kippurim Osur, the following things are forbidden on Yom Kippur: Bachila, eating of Ishsia, drinking, that's counted as 1, eating and drinking. Number 2, Verachitza, washing oneself with water, Uvesicha, rubbing oil on one's body, Uvenines a sandal, wearing leather shoes, Uvesashmish Hamita, and having marital relations. Now, although all of these things are forbidden, the punishment for eating or drinking is far more severe. The punishment is kores. The Torah explicitly says somebody who eats on Yom Kippur receives the punishment of kores, where he is, so to speak, cut off from Hashem, the most severe punishment. But this punishment does not apply to the other four inuyim, the other 4 ways in which one has to afflict themselves. Now, there is a very big machlokes rishonim as to whether that means that all of the other inuyim, all of the other afflictions, such as washing oneself and rubbing oil on one's body, wearing shoes or having marital relations, they are all only forbidden midrabbanon. And the pesukim are just hints in the Torah, known as an asmachta. An asmachta is when the rabbanon make a law, and then they find a sort of hint, or possibly a memory aid, in the Torah, which relates to that rabbinic law. So many Rishonim understand that the other 4 inuyim are all midrabbanon. However, there are also many Rishonim who learn that the other 4 inuyim are also forbidden midoraisa. But since the punishment of kores is only written in 1 of the 5 inuyim, so it only applies to 1 of those, namely eating and drinking. Now, Rabbi Eliezer now makes a few leniencies, and he says that v'hamelech, a king, v'hakala, and a bride, a newly married woman, who got married within 30 days before Yom Kippur, yirchatzu es paneim, they are allowed to wash their faces. Part of being a king is that he has to look very respectable, and a bride is also allowed to so that she looks attractive for her husband in their new marriage, v'hachaya, and a woman who has just given birth, tilos asandal, she is allowed to wear leather shoes. The reason being that if she doesn't wear proper shoes, then the coldness of the floor can damage her health, it can cause her harm, or it could just cause her pain, and so because of that, she is allowed to wear shoes. And the main reason for all of these 3 leniencies is because the Chamisha Inuyim, the 5 ways in which one has to afflict themselves in Yom Kippur, are all in order to avoid pleasure. Now, the king washing his face, for example, he doesn't do that for pleasure. He does that because he needs to look respectable. That's part of the job of being a king. So these people are not washing their faces or wearing shoes for the pleasure of it, and therefore it is not included in the prohibition of the Chamisha Inuyim. Div Rebbe Eliezer, that is the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. However, the Chachomim forbid it, because at the end of the day they do derive pleasure from this, and it is included in the prohibition of the 5 Inuyim.